Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. I'm super excited today. We finally made it to Be Our Guest podcast cruise 5 day. We're sailing on the Disney Dream this morning. I'm going to be headed to the Bahamas and going to Castaway Key twice, having a day at sea and lots of events on the ship. We're going to have so much in store. It's going to be so much fun. So watch for the coverage on social media. And we're going to be talking about it as we get back here on land next week. Don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. They are a platinum earmarked agency, which means Disney has recognized them for the great customer service they give and the amount of trips they book each year. Of course, I book a lot of trips and I'm down in on the Disney Dream today and at Walt Disney World for a little bit after. And the great part about working with an agency like the Magic for Less is that they have a team of agents. So when one agent has something come up, like maybe a podcast cruise, I've got two great agents that are awesome filling in for my guests right now. So you're never not covered. You always have somebody taking care of you. Kathy and Jocelyn are there stepping up for my guests. So if you need anything, you just shoot me an email and they'll check it and they'll get back to you. But that's just the team aspect of the Magic for Less. They always are going to be there for their guests, taking care of them. And of course, 2020 packages are available for Walt Disney World right now. The entire 2020 sailing season with Disney Cruise Line. Hey, right now is a great time to book a trip. So check them out today. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. They're over at themagicforless.com. Support the show with our Amazon affiliate link. We appreciate that so very much because the small purchases do add up, and we don't mind the big purchases either. That really helps a lot. Just click through our link, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1504 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com. And what did Jack say in Titanic? The SS Disney Dream, baby. I'm with these good people having breaking bread with the smartest people in the world. I don't know what his line was. We probably shouldn't talk Titanic on the Be Our Guest Podcast cruise sailing day. But hey, I love that movie and I think it did a lot for cruising. Just a personal opinion. But we are going to have a great time today talking Disney resorts with our mini-series about comparing two resorts that are very similar and talking about how you may or may not want to stay there in certain times of the year, or one might be better than the other for certain parts of the family, you know, members of the family, stuff like that. So we have a good time today. Wilderness Lodge and Animal Kingdom Lodge on the agenda. So joining us today from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and the Mouse for Less, and I couldn't tell if she was frozen or if she was just sitting really, really still. We have Ricky. What's going on, Ricky?
I'm here.
Okay, good.
And I'm at home. It's fine. It's fine. I'm here and home. It's fine.
you got to keep we can't just like the Mouse for Less would crash if like we're all gone.
I know. It would, but that's okay. I'll get to see you all soon, so it's all fine.
July 4th. Sleep Doll Podcast.
Can't wait for the meetup. It's going to be fun.
That's right. Yes. 8 o'clock Japan. Be there and get ready for selfies. It's going to be fun. All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Happy Be Our Guest Podcast Cruise 5 day. Pam, what's going on?
Oh my gosh. It's like weird because you plan so far in advance and you keep thinking when you plan, like, oh my gosh, we have whatever months and years for that to happen, like it won't ever get here, and then it finally does and you're like, oh, I think I need a little more time.
Yeah,
seriously. Yeah. Seriously,
just like a couple more hours maybe.
Yeah,
I just can't wait because the thing about vacations to Walt Disney World and cruises and stuff is that you get to pick out a new outfit sometimes for that occasion, and I've been dying to break out this outfit that I got. And I can't wait. I mean, head to toe, it's going to be pretty sweet. I hope.
I don't know about that. Sure, let's go with that.
We've all been texting back and forth. When do we wear it? When do we wear it to Palo? Do we wear it here? Do we wear it there? It's like, it's got to be the right situation. So, again, watch Instagram and Twitter. You'll find out. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, my. Okay.
All right. So we're going to continue on with our mini series comparing the two resorts that are similar in a certain category. We've talked about Riverside and French Quarter. We kind of accidentally kicked it off by talking Beach Club and Yacht Club. So today we're going to talk about Disney's Wilderness Lodge and Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge. So as I understand, and I am 99% this is true, but I'm not a historian like Matt Parrish. These were designed by the same architect, right, Ricky?
Yes, that is correct. Same style, same architect. Yeah, it went with this. I mean, and you can see that. I mean, as soon as you step into both of them, it's like, huh, this feels like the other one. So, yep, same.
Yeah, they're both very grand and, you know, large in scale as far as the introduction to the hotel itself. You know, whether it's Wilderness Lodge, when you walk through those big, heavy wooden doors and you see the big open place, you kind of hear Whispering Canyon, you know, Animal Kingdom Lodge, you go into a gigantic main room there with the vistas out into the savannah. So similar, and also they're similar in the fact that when you're looking at pricing structures, I've heard a lot of people refer to, and of course Disney has their categories and their people, everybody has their unofficial categories, and I've heard that Wilderness Lodge and Animal Kingdom Lodge are kind of like a deluxe light. They're kind of like maybe on the price scale, many times a step below a Beach Club, Yacht Club, Boardwalk, Polynesian, Grand Floridian, Contemporary kind of situation. So Pam, talk about that for a second as far as, you know, are they kind of on a little tier themselves? I know they're deluxe, but what do you think on that?
They are. So they're absolutely, when you're looking at the deluxe resorts at Walt Disney World and all the amenities that they have, the Wilderness Lodge and the Animal Kingdom Lodge and their standard room category are going to get you in at one of the lowest price points to experience a deluxe resort. And when you're thinking about a deluxe resort at Disney, there's going to be a few things that you want to think about. First of all, I think that the deluxes have the most overall theming, right? Mm-hmm. They really carry that theme through well. They do it in their dining. They do it in their pool area. They do it in their recreation areas, everything like that. So if you're someone who appreciates the theme of a Disney resort, then I think you're going to appreciate the theme at the deluxes a lot. And for my money, when you're looking at the theme, I think Animal Kingdom Lodge and Wilderness Lodge do this in a way that may be much better than some of the more expensive deluxe resorts when you really think about it. So love those two resorts. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, because Brian's commenting in the room and I think in the chat room here, and I think he's agreeing exactly with what you're saying. I didn't mean to interrupt, but he's like talking about how, and this is where I think you're right, that I think Wilderness Lodge and Animal Kingdom Lodge supersede a Yacht Club, Beach Club, or Boardwalk for sure in those three resorts, is that the theming goes into the guest rooms 100%. Yeah. Where, I mean, they're really nice rooms at Boardwalk, Beach, and Yacht, but yeah, there's not like a strong theme in the room. It's decorated, but it's not, I mean, like in Wilderness Lodge, you'd swear your bed's made out of like logs from outside. And, you know, Animal Kingdom Lodge has those dark woods and it seems like it's crafted from Africa. I don't, so continue though, because I think Brian's totally agreeing with you here.
It's true. And I think that the Wilderness Lodge and Animal Kingdom Lodge do sort of not smack you in a bad way, but sort of smack you in the face with their theme. I mean, you walk into those two lobbies, and first of all, you're going to do a,
yeah,
you know, because you're going to look out to the back, you know, you'll be able to see those, that beautiful wall of windows, and each one that sort of looks out to what is a signature spot it for their resort. The Animal Kingdom Lodge looks out over that beautiful Arusha Savannah. The Wilderness Lodge looks out over the courtyard, which has the pool and that the geyser that starts in the lobby and travels down into the pool. So, I mean, it's really amazing. Now, like other deluxe resorts, they're going to have the queen beds available. There are some rooms that do have king bedding available. And unlike the other deluxe resorts, the standard rooms are not going to have rooms that accommodate up to 5 guests, while your other standard rooms at the deluxe resorts are going to have rooms that accommodate up to 5 because they put a day bed in there as well. So that's one thing you're going to have to note. If you're a family of 5 or more, you'll have to either look at one of the other deluxe resorts to accommodate your family in a standard room, or look at one of the upgraded room options, of which there are lots at both the Wilderness Lodge and Animal Kingdom Lodge. So consider that. Like other deluxe resorts, you're going to have at least one table service restaurant, in most cases 2 table service restaurants, and you're going to have a quick service location too. And that's in addition to any other little small area they may have. Now, Wilderness Lodge and Animal Kingdom Lodge, once again, have some really great options in the food area. I'm sure we'll talk about that later, right? Like other deluxe resorts, they're going to have some different transportation options. And this really pertains to the Wilderness Lodge, because the Animal Kingdom Lodge really just has bus transportation to all the parks. But you're really close to the Animal Kingdom Lodge, like really close. Like you get on the bus and you get situated. And then you're there. So anyways, it's like any, it's like no other bus ride, right? But the Wilderness Lodge is also, in addition to the bus transportation, it's going to have boat transportation over to the Magic Kingdom, which happens to be one of my favorite boat rides in all of Magic Kingdom, all of Walt Disney World, and then to the Magic Kingdom. It is just a great spot. So consider those things too.
Yeah, that boat ride post Magic Kingdom closing is sweet. At night when you're just kind of going back. And one of the things, if you've never stayed at Wilderness Lodge and you take that boat ride back from Magic Kingdom to the lodge, it's really neat because the way it's designed is that your dock where you get on and off the boat at Wilderness Lodge is... You kind of do walk through like a pseudo wilderness as you go up to the lodge itself. I mean, it's not scary, but it's because it's well lit and everything, and you're on a boardwalk, but it's thematic. I mean, you're walking through basically a scene as you get back to your hotel.
You are. It's really cool. They do. There's, you know, like Spanish moss hanging from the trees. And I think at the Wilderness Lodge in particular, they did a great job incorporating some of the things that you may find in the Pacific Northwest when you're looking at the tree species that they have in that area. There's a lot of evergreen and pine trees there. And I think that just really helps add to the appeal. I mean, you smell them. It's that cool.
And you hear it at night, you know, because there are crickets and frogs. And I mean, it's still Florida. I mean, it's exotic. You hear, I mean, you do hear the wildlife at night, and it's not fake. I mean, I like that stuff. So that's big for me. So, Ricky, let me ask you this. So you got Wilderness Lodge, you got Animal Kingdom Lodge. You know, somebody tells you the price point's about the same. You're going down. What kind of things are swirling through your head if you had to pick between just these two? Like, what factors should somebody think about? Like, okay, I got the choice between Wilderness or Animal Kingdom Lodge. Which one am I staying at? What are you thinking about?
Well, definitely first you need to think about which parks you're looking at spending more time at. If you're looking at spending more time at like the Magic Kingdom, then you definitely want to stay at Wilderness Lodge. If, say, you know, Animal Kingdom is more your jam and that's where you're going to go, then you absolutely want to stay at, you know, Animal Kingdom Lodge because it's so close. I mean, literally, like hop, skip, and jump. You know, if you're looking at spending more time at Epcot and the studios, then, you know, really you have other factors to consider. One of them that I think is very important is the time of year that you're going to be there. Because, you know, Wilderness Lodge to me, that is a winter resort. I mean, yes, I like going there anytime. It's definitely my other home, you know, even though I've never stayed there, but it's certainly like, it has a special place in my heart. You know, there's just something so nice because they have the cozy fireplaces and, you know, everything that, you know, if I was there for the winter, I'd be all over staying at, you know, Wilderness Lodge. If it's summertime, then I definitely might consider Animal Kingdom Lodge and with that Savannah room because, hello, you get to see animals out your window. I mean, how awesome is that? And if you've got a family member who's really into, you know, animals and seeing those, then you absolutely want to consider Animal Kingdom Lodge because they're, I mean, literally you can see a giraffe or a zebra right outside your door or your window, you know, I guess I should say. So
no, it's a door, I mean, actually. It's a sliding glass door. It's a door.
I mean, it's a door slash window.
Thank you. We're sleeping.
Knock, 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 housekeeping.
I know. I'm surprised that someone hasn't gotten upset that they've enlisted all those animals to help with the chores around the lodge.
It really gets to be a mess sometimes. I'm just saying.
You have to wonder, do they cause more mess than they clean up? I'm just saying.
I don't know. It's
So let me throw this in because a couple things, you know, we're just kind of bouncing all these ideas around the place. My first foray into staying at a deluxe resort was Wilderness Lodge because I had a, you know, discount booked on a room at Riverside. We're going to stay at Riverside for like 4 nights. This was years ago. And then Disney released a discount and another discount. And the thing was, I looked at Wilderness Lodge because I, same as Ricky, I'd never stayed there, but I'd gone over there a couple times and like, man, this place is cool. We ate at Whispering Canyon. It's just neat looking. Like, I just loved it. And so I looked, and it wasn't that much more than Riverside with this new discount for a standard room. And we went for it for, I think we did like two nights there and two nights at Riverside just to get a taste. And it was great. I loved it. Like, I think that's a great way, though, to go from like a value to a moderate for the first time or a moderate to a deluxe. Just try a couple nights. And a lot of times you can catch a discount. Now, the thing is, Ricky mentioned something that's really, really important, because Wilderness Lodge is insanely popular after Thanksgiving until the new year. So if you want to book into that time where basically the big Christmas tree is in the middle of the lobby, you need to do that ASAP. So right now we can't book. Well, we're getting very close because it's 499 days. We'll be very close to being able to book that holiday season at Wilderness Lodge for 2020 very soon. But you want to do that. There, Pam, you talk about, you know, you got to, early bird gets the worm. That's very true with the holidays at Wilderness Lodge.
It really is. And I don't think there's any better place to spend the holidays than at the Wilderness Lodge. Oh, it really is just the perfect setting for Christmas. I know when Hannah was little, there were a few Christmases in a row where that was our tradition, as we would go down and stay at the Wilderness Lodge for the holidays, because there was really just nothing better. You walk in and the lobby's even more spectacular with that incredible tree. I forget how many stories it is, but it's huge and just wonderful. And of course, each of the decorations is really themed to the lodge. That's something that Disney does fantastically at every resort. But even more so, there's just like little teepees and there's antlers and there's just, it's just really, really cool. So that's awesome to stay there at that time. They change their background loop that they play there. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of great holiday songs there too. But another little cool thing about being there at the Wilderness Lodge is that you're just a walk down the path or a boat ride to away from Fort Wilderness, where you can see all those people that macked out campsite. Yes. And these people, it's like, I swear they must bring another vehicle that's just carrying decorations, yes, right, to do this. They have every square inch of their campsite loaded down with great decor. But I just, don't you love that? Like, that is something that is just a really cool little thing. I love when people who are just so into it go all out and bring the stuff with them. So, I mean, another great reason to stay there. But I will say, Animal Kingdom Lodge in its own right is really cool at the holidays, too. They have the same really tall Christmas tree. Of course, lots of different decor on that tree. It's themed toward the Animal Kingdom Lodge, and you're going to see a lot of things that fit right in with the theme there. You also have the ability to walk over to not just Kidani, but and see those trees, the trees there too. So that's a cool thing. You have Jumba House and Kidani there too. So I wouldn't hesitate to stay at either one.
Well, see, and that's the thing too, is that over the years, both of these resorts have, changed and grown. I mean, Wilderness Lodge used to just be the lodge building itself. You know, the one you picture when, the green roof and the tall building, the lodge. But now you got Boulder Ridge and you got Copper Creek, and you got Geyser Point out there, kind of in the middle. It's really become almost like a complex. And I mean, if you think about the Animal Kingdom Lodge, it's bigger than you think. I mean, the Jumbo House is really big. And Kidani Village, I think, is bigger than a lot of people think in their mind's eye. So you have lots of options. So let's keep moving here, because there's so much to talk about. So you mentioned it earlier, Pam, dining. And I think, really, between these two hotels, they have some of the best dining at resorts anywhere on property. They have a wide variety, I think. So, Pam, you take Wilderness Lodge. We'll give Animal Kingdom Lodge to Ricky here. So start off with Wilderness Lodge.
Okay, so Wilderness Lodge has some great dining locations. First of all, they have quick service available at Roaring Fork. And I think that they've done a good job. First of all, they renovated this in the last few years. And I think that they've done a really good job with it. They've opened it up. They have some different choices. And I think they've made it more accessible to a lot of people. They actually have sort of an outdoor seating area now too, which before it used to be really small. And now that's sort of bigger. Now we'll move into where I think the Wilderness Lodge shines, and that's their table service locations. And they have, first of all, Whispering Canyon Cafe, which is famous around the interwebs,
ketchup! As they say,
for ketchup and horse racing and all kinds of things. But really have done, I think, a good job in the past few years, I think, updating their menu a little bit too. And I think they've really focused on what people really respond to and what they're looking for at a meal. It's still all you care to eat at all of the different meals, but they have not only that all you care to eat skillet, they have a la carte options too. So if all you care to eat is not your cup of tea, that's okay. You have other choices to make. And they've made it recently so that you have the choice of a few different skillets. Some may meet different people's needs a lot better. So that's a great choice. In the same building, the main building is, of course, Artist Point, which has gone to the very popular Snow White dinner. And I think one of the things that happened with Artist Point is that with some folks, it just, they couldn't relate to the food or something. And they've made this switch to address the issue also that the Wilderness Lodge didn't have character dining. And I know a lot of people really wanted to see that. So now you have that option. It is an option where it's not an all you care to enjoy kind of meal in that it comes in a skillet or whatnot. It's pre-plated, but you could ask for different substitutions. So if you didn't like one of the appetizers coming out, you could ask for different ones and things like that. So keep that in mind. And now we have sort of this new sort of conglomeration of things over at Geyser Point, which has a quick service component to it. So you can, again, you have another quick service location and it is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So keep that in mind. Then you also have this sort of outdoor lounge experience, which I think is just so great. I'm so glad to see this coming into Disney Resorts because now we see it at Three Bridges over at Coronado too, which focuses on food, I think, that fits in very well with the theme, but it's an outdoor location. So I think it's really a great location. You sit out there, it's on the water. The food's great. The drinks are great. So it's a great location for that too. And that is the food of the Wilderness Lodge. And now I'm really hungry and also dreaming about Geyser Point, which is one of my favorite places to go.
Me too, because I think, you know, you got to consider this as an option if you're at the Magic Kingdom, you know, and you want to go get a decent meal and get off your feet and just kind of relax. Like just take, you know, say you're not going, say you're staying at All Star Music or say you're staying at Pop Century and you don't want to go back to take a break to your hotel. Take that boat from the Magic Kingdom over to Wilderness Lodge, Geyser Point. Order a burger, some fries, and a beer, you know, if that's your jam for lunch. And you got a way more chill kind of reset to your day. And then you can go back to the Magic Kingdom where it's, you know, busy and high energy and all that stuff. But, Pam, I agree. And you've said this for years, that you and Steve actually, when the weather breaks in Pittsburgh, you've said that, like, you guys seek out places where you can eat outside when the weather's nice. And I think, you know, that's something that we don't do in our everyday life a lot of folks very often. So when you get that opportunity at a place like Geyser Point in a place like Florida, you know, grasp it, go for it.
Mm-hmm. You have to. And that's you have a lot more opportunity in Florida than you do here. So I think even, you know, like you mentioned, like if you're staying at a different resort and you don't want to go all the way back to your hotel, even if you have kids in tow, this is sort of an adventure and an experience, right? Get on the boat, take the boat over, explore the Wilderness Lodge. It's a different hotel. Kids love to explore a new area just like we do as adults. So it's a great way to go.
All right, Ricky, let's hop over to Animal Kingdom Lodge. I mean, talk about dining, especially if you're somebody that's a foodie. This is a heaven right here.
Absolutely. So Animal Kingdom Lodge, because it is, you know, themed after the Africa savanna, that kind of thing, they have African influences in some of their dining. So first we have the Mara, which is the quick service location, and they have some really, really unique items here at the Mara. Overall, I mean, you know, I know that it was the first place I'd ever tried couscous, which, granted, this was a few years ago and everything, but still, I mean, you know, they have, like, there's different things like falafel bites. Of course, they have, you know, things like the chicken nuggets and, you know, the bacon cheeseburger and things like that, but they also
zebra
have a
dogs. They have zebra domes in the cooler.
Yes, the zebra domes in the cooler. I was going to get there.
I'm just saying, that's it.
They have a tamarind barbecue pork sandwich. You know, they have an African stew. You know, there's a lot of unique things that they have on their menu that, you know, they don't have a lot of other places. And yes, zebra domes are definitely one of them. And for those who don't know what zebra domes are, they're basically chocolate mousse baked with Amarilla cream liqueur coated in white chocolate and drizzled with chocolate stripes and chocolate shavings. So that's what Zebra Domes are, and they're delicious. So.
And they don't have peanut butter. This is me and Hannah's ongoing argument. She swears that they have peanut butter. I'm like,
no,
they don't have peanut butter.
Does she not like peanut butter?
No, I mean, she does. She thinks it's fine, but she's like, there's peanut butter. And I'm like,
no, that's chocolate.
Dude. Incorrect.
Kids just like to argue with you, Rookie. You got to know that when you're a parent, they just like to know stuff. I got to give a PSA real quick in my quick talking voice. No zebras were harmed in this zebra dome. Go ahead.
That's correct. Yes. Okay. Got it. Good. From there, we move on to Boma, which is, again, one of the more interesting buffets at Walt Disney World. This one's interesting. It does not have characters, but the dishes on both the breakfast as well as the dinner menu are just some of the more unique options. You know, they do have things like, oh my gosh, I've had their French toast bread pudding, which is fantastic, which definitely isn't a unique option, but it's just good. They have, instead of Mickey waffles, which they also have, but they have waffles with Simba and Nala in them, you know, to theme after the Lion King. They have, plantains, they have those on the menu for breakfast. It's just they have so many great dishes. A quinoa salad for breakfast, African fruit fool, which is the name of one of the salads as well. And then they for dinner, they move on to, you know, they have so many different salads here, like a watermelon rind salad.
Much better than it sounds.
Yes, a Tunisian couscous salad, a spinach and quinoa salad, an apple and jicama salad, Ghana tomato salad, like so many salads. Then they have the soup that they're famous for, which is like a... it's like a coconut curry chicken soup,
that chowder they have there is so good.
Yes, the chicken corn chowder.
I don't know what it is, but it's like it's right in the middle. I get just bowls of that stuff. It is so good.
So many different types of soup. They have so many different types of hummus and dip. They have, so many different meats on the spit, you know, boba thai. I mean, it's literally things that you, and again, they have, you know, things that we think of as well. So they also have roasted chicken and salmon and ribs and things like that. But they've peppered in some very unique options for their dinner and breakfast menu that would just really make this a fantastic meal. Again, no characters at Boma, but you don't need them because the food is just stellar. So you definitely want to try that restaurant if you haven't been there before.
We always bring our own characters for one thing. So that's true. It's usually the people I'm sitting with at Boma.
Yes.
But I will also say, you know, being somebody from the Midwest, and I mean, I'm not trying to be funny here because this is the honest to God truth. Like, you guys know, like, the places I typically eat. Like, Texas Roadhouse is fancy for us.
Yeah,
I know. It's kind of like the life in St. Louis. But the thing is, like, at Boma, I was trying, you know, very unique tastes, but they weren't, like, scary to me. You know, it was almost like it was, like, a kind of like a steak thing, but it had, like, a different kind of seasoning on it. And I enjoyed that. But, when I looked at the name on the buffet, I didn't know what that was, you know, or like some kind of a chowder. I didn't really know it was in that chowder, but I tried it and it was really good. So I think it's like, it's exotic, but it's not scary at the same time for somebody like me, who's just, I think, like average Joe when it comes to eating.
Absolutely. Yes. I think that's the key. It looks exotic. The name may be exotic, but give it a try. You may find something that you really like, and then you want to try making again, which comes later when I mention my favorite restaurant of Sanaa. But moving along, we have Jiko, which is a signature dining experience. And again, it takes the flavors of Africa. So for appetizers, they have North African spiced scallops. They have green tomato gazpacho. They have artisanal cheese selections, which look fantastic, by the way. They have, oh my gosh, I can't pronounce that. Ngunde Tibbs in Burke. I mean, I don't even know what that is. It's mushroom spinach cheese in a crispy Tunisian phyllo apples curry vinaigrette. See, now when you put it in those terms, it sounds delicious. When you just take the name of it, you're like, what is this? You have other things like lamb tagine, tremola chicken. They have the oak grilled filet mignon, which is, you know, one of the things that they are famous for, especially because you can still get with the mac and cheese if you ask for it. The Bokop Malay seafood curry. Again, these things sound scary. I promise you they're not. They just, you know, they sound a little terrifying just by their names, but it's just because we, you know, don't have things named these things in America. Nope. So that's why. Yeah. They freak out, Mike, is basically what I'm saying.
But so. I will say, let me throw this in, though, because I've been to GECO once. We went when we were down with a group from the agency over at GECO, and my perception, again, I think with Walt Disney World, a lot of it is perception. I think in a lot of it is incorrect perception, just from like what you read from a distance or what you see, like when you walk past someplace. Fortunately, like a couple years prior to this, I did the free tour of BOMA and GECO, which you can do if you're staying at the lodge. Like it's like at 11 or it was like at 1 in the afternoon on a rainy day. And so they take it, they just talk to you about the restaurants and give you a little sample from GECO. But when we went that night, Pam, I will say that I was a little nervous about it, but it was elegant, but casual in a way. Like it wasn't stuffy at all. It seemed upscale, but casual. I don't know. It's kind of like opposites, but that's how I felt about it.
No, I think it does. And I think Disney does a really good job of making food that may not be as familiar to everyone and bringing it and presenting it in a familiar way. And if you ever have concerns or questions about things, they'll be able to relate all of that to you, the ingredients that are in it, or you tell them, you know what, I really want to try this, but I don't like anything hot, spicy. They'll say, you know what, well, here's what we can do. We can do this, or I wouldn't recommend you try that. I recommend this. Or if you say, you know, here's what I'm looking for, they will kind of help walk you through this. Or if you want to say, let's just keep that sauce on the side so that you can do things like that. It doesn't have to be scary to you. And I think Disney does a great job of that.
All right, Ricky, talk about one of the hidden gem restaurants that once you discover, you love it because it's also an experience, but it's got amazing food. Talk to us about Sanaa.
Oh my gosh. If you haven't been to Sanaa, you have to get over to Animal Kingdom Lodge, specifically Kidani Village, for some of the best food. So it's African inspired as well as Indian flavors. And Sanaa is, they have some breakfast items. It's kind of a grab and go breakfasty option. Like it's an interesting experience what they have for breakfast, but where the restaurant really shines is their lunch and dinner menu, because they are famous for their bread service. So you get 5 different kinds of bread, non bread, and then all these different accompaniments. You can choose to do either 3 accompaniments.
No, you get them all.
Why would you choose three? No, you get all 9 accompaniments. It's not that much more.
No,
to get
it
isn't. All 9.
No, you get them all. It's not even a question.
You get them all. So this literally could be a meal in itself. But Brian and I have learned about the other awesome dish that I absolutely love and now make at home. And that is butter chicken. So this is where I've tried that. It is so fantastic. And it's one of our favorite things. You can do other things like a quinoa vegetable tabbouleh salad, or the Kenya coffee barbecue sandwich, which is pulled pork with root vegetable slaw served on a naan bun, tandoori shrimp, tandoori chicken. There's again, so many things that are great at this restaurant. But really, you're going there for the bread service and the butter chicken, because both are fantastic.
Well, and too, I mean, it's the restaurant is beautiful. I mean, even if you don't get a window side seat, which if you get a window seat, it's amazing seeing the animals. You want to try to go before it's dark, though. Obviously, they don't light the savannah. But even if you're not, and you go there at night and you're not sitting by the windows, like just the light fixtures are just just bright African tones, like orange and yellows and reds. And it is a gorgeous, gorgeous restaurant. I love the vibe of this. And I've had a really good, I mean, I know this sounds like basic, but I had a really, really good hamburger there one day for lunch. We got, you know, because we got like a couple bread services on the table and we each got like a hamburger. And like, I think I split it with Pam, and that was a great lunch. I mean, great. And it wasn't super expensive either.
That's the best thing about Sanaa, is if you get the bread service, you can easily split an entree. And then it's, again, if you're looking to save money, or even if you're not, because it's so much food, that just splitting an entree is a great option. But they have something on the menu that I want to discuss. They have something called fragrant duck. I'm super confused by this.
Is it fragrant Donald Duck?
I don't know. It's spiced duck breast confit with cauliflower, pilaf, fried fruits, and nuts. But I still don't understand why it's fragrant.
Maybe it's very herbaceous. They have a lot of different herbs.
Yes.
Old Spice.
Yes, Old Spice. That's it.
All right. So let's wrap this up. Let's kind of bring it together because, again, both of these resorts just have they have a lot in common. They have a lot of strengths in common, but they do have unique experiences at each. And we've talked about a lot of those, but let's wrap up with like the extraneous type things like swimming pools, extra events you can do around the resort, you know, the stuff like that. So Pam, talk about Wilderness Lodge. The pool there is amazing because it kind of starts with that little stream in the lobby of the hotel, trickles through a waterfall, which gets a little bit more grand. And then you have a great pool in the middle of the resort, which, you know, it's horseshoe shaped. So you got like a lot of rooms looking out over it. It's a cool place to be.
It is. And I think that that's one of the things I really enjoy about the Wilderness Lodge is that they have that option. In fact, you can get rooms that overlook that area. And the rooms that you're going to want to get are the courtyard rooms. So if you're interested in having a room that overlooks the pool and that sort of geyser and river area, then do that. But speaking of the geyser, hello, there's a geyser. Yes. At this resort, like you can pretend you're at Yellowstone and it goes off, I believe, every half hour or so right there at the lodge. But it's really kind of a cool thing. It acts just like a hot spring geyser and shoots up into the air. It's really, really a cool thing. The pool, I love the way that their slide is sort of built into the rocks mm-hmm. there. I think they did a great job theming that. And it's not so high that little kids will be scared of it, but I think just gives it enough of a thrill for that. There's also a very nice quiet pool that's over sort of towards the Boulder Ridge part of this resort. And that location is there as well. They redid that pool, in fact, in the last couple of years. And it's beautiful. They sort of themed it after a mining town, and it has all of that going on there too. So it's over there by Geyser Point. And they have lots of different recreation options. They have bikes. I believe they have Surrey bikes in addition to regular bikes. And like we had mentioned earlier, you can walk over to Fort Wilderness, which I think is a really, really nice option. You can also take boat transportation over to Fort Wilderness and also the Contemporary. So that's something to keep in mind when thinking about their transportation too. When you check in, of course, what you're going to want to do is ask for the Hidden Mickey Scavenger Hunt because they have some great Hidden Mickeys at the Wilderness Lodge. So you'll want to do that. Also, when you walk into the lobby, you see this beautiful big fireplace. And you'll notice that there are all these different sort of sections of the fireplace. Well, each one of those sections sort of pertains to the strata, the earth there at the Grand Canyon. And as you walk, you can walk up the stairs. You can go up to each level of each floor of the resort, and you will find a display where it sort of talks about that level and the different things you can find. So that's really interesting too. And finally, take a look at the artwork that's encased in the lobby. There's some Native American pieces that I think are incredible. I think the most incredible thing is that headdress that they have there. It's so cool that it almost looks fake. But really, it's an authentic headdress. It's a full headdress. Kind of the length of someone who is wearing it. So make sure you do that too. There's just a lot of great things to check out at the Wilderness Lodge.
And I think Wilderness Lodge also offers a tour of the lodge, you know, free tour. They'll kind of walk you through and give you a little, you know, backstory of, you know, the tour, the lodge itself. And you're right. I like the relics, you know, even the flags are cool looking. They look like something you would have found like at Fort Hays or.
Yeah.
I'm a big Dances with Wolves fan. And like they use that part of that score for the background loop, you know, not during Christmas, but the regular time of the year. And it just, I love that place. I just like it. It is so like, that is just my jam. It's so beautiful. All right, Ricky, close us out with the extra stuff to do at Animal Kingdom Lodge and talk about the pools. You got two over there because you got Kidani and Jumbo.
You do. And the one at Kidani is spectacular. You know, everybody talks about how great the Kidani pool is. And of course, you know, that's not the Jumbo House pool is nothing to sneeze at.
No,
either.
It's awesome, too.
So I don't think you can go wrong at either one. And then they also have the Hakuna Matata playground. They do have a fitness center there, so, and a jogging trail. So if you are looking to get some exercise in, you
can. No, they don't have a jogging trail. If you're a runner, you want to be at Wilderness Lodge. But if you're at Animal Kingdom Lodge, nice treadmills. That's what you got to do.
Oh, well, there you go. All right. Well, yes, I do see that now. The jogging trail is like.
It's running back and forth between Kidani and Jumbo, and it's not recommended.
It's sort of, you're sort of limited. You're going to see the same sights again and again.
You are, and I've done that before because I had to get my miles in and I didn't go to the fitness center. But yeah, it's not recommended. Ricky's locked up, so we're going to close out. I'll tell you about the two pools. So the weird thing about the pool at Kidani is you actually had to walk across the parking lot to get over to it. But once you get there, you're rewarded with just a great pool experience. Kids like it. There's a lot of splash areas. There's some hot tubs. It's a great place to do. And then if you go over to, I think everybody's probably seen the Jumbo House pool. It's grand. You know, it's just like the pool at Wilderness Lodge. It's got rooms that look out over at the balconies and so forth. And it's just a great place. Pool bar. It's pretty sweet. And, of course, they all have tour. They have a tour of Jiko and Boma. They also have kids activities like making pillowcases and, you know, somewhat like native relics, you know, things like that, you know. It's just fun. So get your activities guide when you check in. Decide what you want to do. And, you know,
I think the bead activities.
Yes, the beads. Yeah, because you collect those throughout your stay, right?
Exactly. So there are certain activities that are designated on the activity sheet as bead activities. And whenever you attend one of these activities, they give you a bead that you will eventually put on, you know, a necklace, a bracelet, something like that. And some of them are really cool beads. So that was, I know Hannah loved that when she was a kid. We were always like, you know, she was like, Mom, I don't want to go to the Magic Kingdom this morning because there's a bead activity at whatever. And I'm like, okay, Hannah, fine.
I wanted to, you bring that up because, you know, when my guests get back, a lot of times I'll kind of debrief them because I just like to know, you know, we spend a lot of time working on these trips together. And I just like to know, how'd it go? You know, because it's like, I don't want it to be over, you know, when I send you off. I want to know, like, what'd you do? And, you know, I've heard this from more than one family when they get back. They're like, you know, we're so excited. You had us, you know, we're going to be at Magic Kingdom at Rope Drop to beat the crowd. You had us like in a good plan. But then my kids wouldn't leave the balcony at Animal Kingdom Lodge. We didn't leave till noon because they want to watch the giraffe and the wildebeest. And I mean, it's like, and when I hear that, I'm excited because as exciting as Magic Kingdom is at Rope Drop, there's something to be said for seeing animals in a habitat like that. I mean, when you go home, you're not going to get to see that. It's incredible. And that's why you're staying there.
I agree. Look, there are many places that you can stay right here in the U.S. that are fantastic lodging opportunities, but how many places can you go and look out your window and see a wildebeest or a giraffe or a zebra or one of the many other animals that you have there? I think it's a truly unique experience, and it's not something that just appeals to kids, although it's a big appeal to kids. But I will tell you, having my coffee out there in the morning on the balcony or having a beer or a glass of wine at night, that there's no better place. So I love both of these resorts, and I would be hard pressed to pick a favorite.
This whole thing I was saying, you know, if somebody asked me today, like, you have to pick one or the other, it would be a hard decision because I do love them both. I love them.
It's me too.
And the good news with that is there's not a wrong answer. I mean, I know it's really hard sometimes to make your choices for Disney vacations, but the good news is you're not making a wrong answer.
Yeah.
And just next trip you do the other, you know, that's how you got to look at it. So, all right. Yeah. Well, hope you enjoyed today's conversation about Wilderness Lodge and Animal Kingdom Lodge. Again, it's just fun to just talk about the resorts, kind of picture being there. If we've stayed there before, if you've passed through, you know, maybe you're thinking about staying there. Hopefully this helps give you a little bit of background information to make a good decision. So we hope you enjoyed today's show. Don't forget today's show brought to you by our great friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. So again, those 2020 packages are booking right now. Pam has said it in the past. It's a great idea to secure that package for 2020 as soon as you can. You put down the $200 deposit on the package, fully refundable till 31 days prior to check-in. So there's really no risk. And you have that date, that resort, you're locked in. And you got a lot of time to consider all your options as we move forward. So just do that today. Drop by themagicforless.com. Check out all the great specials. Again, increased booking bonuses right now, which means Disney gift cards flying out of the place. So check them out. They're the best, and you want to work with them. So themagicforless.com. Again, use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon, for all of your online purchases. And, you know, we're heading out on the Disney dream, but we'll have lots of pictures as we get back. Be Our Guest Mike on Instagram and Twitter, and Be Our Guest Pod as well. And again, join the Facebook page at facebook.com/Be Our Guest Podcast. One other thing, if you are listening to the show on Friday morning. Please, somebody go to portcanaveralwebcam.com this afternoon when the Dream sails away around 4 o'clock Eastern, I think is typically sail away. If somebody could get a picture of us waving from fish, you know, the camera at fish lips, I'd love that screenshot. So if somebody could grab that, please send it to me, email or some other way. I'd sure appreciate it. So again, portcanaveralwebcam.com this afternoon as we sail away. We'll be waving to you, having a good time. All right, we're going to take off and sail away to Castaway Key twice and have a good time. Lots of stories to be told, I'm sure. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. Whatever you do while I'm out of the country, stay safe and look after each other. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.